This is Forces Radio.
This is BFBS.
BFBS, original music specials.
Editors. Platinum albums, Mercury Music nominations, sold out tours, and festival headliners. Editor's brand of dark indie guitar music remains in demand. Tom Smith joins us across the Forces network to chat favourite festivals, artists they've toured with, and that incredible sixth album, Violence. This is Editors.
I'm so glad I found this. I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I found this. I'm so glad I did. People are far too things you should know by now. Be careful what you put them through. People are far too things you should know.
Smith from Editors. How are you today, Tom?
I'm good, thank you. A bit cold, but yeah, getting there.
You are a Forces favourite. We are super happy that you have joined us. Two platinum studio records, several million combined sales, and a Mercury Prize nom. Things are going pretty good, mate.
Yeah, it's all good, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we get a buzz out of just still making music, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's important, you know, for us to still be doing it, and we're lucky and proud of our longevity.
Can we just look back to when you started your debut album, The Backroom, in 2005? And there were some huge hits on there, Munich and Blood, to name a few. Mm. It was nominated for a Mercury Prize nomination. Now, as a breakthrough act, when you guys had just got together, released this album, how did that feel to you when you were giving all these incredible accolades for your talent?
It's funny, when that record first came out, it took a little while for it to kind of connect with people. We were just playing shows, you know, every night, and going around the country, go around again, then the shows would get a bit bigger and go around again, and then radio started to play a bit more attention, and then I sat at the Mercury's. I was buzzed. Of course I was. It was exciting. It was just like a dream, really. It still feels a bit like a dream looking back on it. Debut records, that energy that you have as a band, you know, let alone that's around you, is very unique, you know. It's explosive to start with, so obviously it's exciting. But now sat here, I don't know, it's like you have this enormous pile of butter and you just need to spread it as far as you can and keep spreading it and spreading it and spreading it and spreading it, and hopefully it doesn't run out, you know?
An original music special.
Forces Radio.
BFBS. All right, Tom. So, have you got any favourite acts that you've been fortunate enough to tour with?
We've been lucky over the years. You know, when we started out, people ask us about the type of bands that you admire and if there's any kind of band you'd like to emulate. And one of them was REM. They took us on tour with them a few years ago. That was very, very special. This summer, we're doing a show with The Cure. You know, so we've not played with them before, but we're still getting those moments where we go, oh, wow, The Cure have asked us to play with them. So that's going to be a real buzz, yeah. We'll be right back.
What was the turning point for you guys in the early days? Is there one particular gig or one particular moment that happened that you can remember?
There were some big moments. I mean, I remember the Glastonbury Festival on our, well, this was on the beginning of our second record, actually, just before that came out. Suddenly, we had that slot where the sun went down, and suddenly we were, you know, going from that debut record to being, oh, an established, well-known band, and, oh, yeah, they can do those shows on the big stages, and it was on telly, and, you know, one of those kind of wonderful, cliched Glastonbury moments, which we had, which was very significant. So that was a good one, yeah.
What about some of the songs that influence you? Have you got, like, can you think off the top of your head of any tracks that you love to hear that were almost like part of the foundations of you forming the Editors?
We were studying together at university in Staffordshire, and I mean, we were studying music technology. It wasn't particularly, it's not impressive or in any way intellectual. I don't really know why we were there, but we met each other. And you're bonding over things like, you know, that first Elbow record was really important for us. The Strokes debut record came out around the same time, and suddenly people in bands were, you know, all over the news and all the papers, and it was really exciting.
BFBS, Original Music Specials.
Editors.
Do you have a favourite festival that you play?
I mean, Glastonbury is special for me because I grew up not too far. So I went, that was where I went, you know, when I passed my GCSEs, and I went every year. So getting to go there back then was a big deal, and still is a big deal, because it's one festival which does feel different. over the years we've had other experiences. We do really well in lots of parts of Europe, mainland Europe, so there are lots of big festivals on the continent that we've had amazing experiences at, and there's one in Belgium called Rock Werchter, which is huge. And on our third record, we went through a bad time, and we basically split up with our old guitarist, and he left the band, and two new guys came in. So this is a few years ago now, but so the band kind of broke down, and but we still had this gig lined up to play Rock Werchter in Belgium, and we were headlining. So it was, you know, 80,000-90,000 people there to see us, and we had to play it with this new lineup of the band. We were obviously terrified, but that was really kind of this strange baptism of this new chapter of the band in a field in Belgium.
After you came off stage, you must have been buzzing. You must have thought, this is such a pivotal point for us.
Yeah, because we know, because often, you know, the best times come after the worst times. You know, if you go through something that really rocks the boat and really kind of you question why you're doing it, and if you should still be doing it, and you question the decisions that you make. And if you make the decision, you know, the part of you just goes, okay, well, let's just put one foot in front of the other and keep going. But then when there's something so significant on the horizon, then you have to get on stage. And I mean, I can't imagine what it was like for the two new guys, you know. So afterwards, just didn't sleep, just up all night, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, for yourself, being the frontman of this band and standing out there and, you know, taking it all on the chin with the band behind you, was that part of the plan? Was that something that you always wanted to do?
No, I liked writing songs and I liked playing them with my mates, but I never thought that being a singer was, you know, on the agenda. That kind of, wasn't forced on me, but it was just, you know, I was the only one that could do it really to start with. And even then, I'm still learning as a singer now, you know, I'm still over these years and, you know, using my voice in different ways. And then after a while, you start to realise that it's not just being a singer, it's being some kind of frontman or entertainer, you know what I mean? I mean, all of us have realised over the years that we're there on stage to entertain people. And I think when you start to realise that, your approach to playing live changes slightly, and we relaxed a lot and enjoy it a lot more now. Mm. There's a lot less anxiety than there was to start with. You know, on the first couple of records, that weight of responsibility weighs heavy on your shoulder. You know, and being on stage, even though it should be the best place in the world, was actually really, really quite hard work. And then, yeah, there came a time, I think after touring with REM, actually seeing how Michael Stipe and the band went about it, that you realise actually you are there for entertainment, you know what I mean? And you kind of, you play with it a bit more. And I think as a live band now, we're, with every year, we enjoy it more.
Overseas, coming in fast.
Editors. An original music special.
Forces Radio.
BFBS. I just want to ask you about the track Magazine. What's it about?
Like No Sound But The Wind, it was a song that was we've had lying around for a few years. And what's it about? It's kind of, it's me singing about this kind of corrupt figure of power. It's somebody I've invented. It's not about someone specifically. I mean, it could quite easily be translated to people that we read about in the news a lot at the moment. But, you know, those kind of empty gestures, it's me poking fun at people like that, all in this kind of like visceral, melodic kind of pop song, you know. We quite like tackling serious things in our pop songs. You know, I like that kind of idea of having something that is accessible melodically and exciting, but at the same time has a little bit more weight to it lyrically, you know.
Right this way, the room's full to burst, whatever you say, gotta quench that thirst.
Radio.
BFBS.
Editors. An original music special.
Now, Tom, I want to ask you about your favourite festival track that you play, the one that people sing back your lyrics to you, shout them back at you. What is your favourite?
I mean, the one for us over the years has been, strangely, because it was the single off our third record, Papillon, which at the time did okay, not brilliantly. But over the years, with every summer at the festivals, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it is the biggest song in our back catalogue that we play pretty much everywhere we go. We tend to finish the set with it. We have this kind of big, long, drawn-out version of it. And suddenly these fields just get turned into like raves for 7 minutes. And that's a real buzz. And it's nice to have one of those songs that really feels part of the fabric of those environments. Festival kind of, you know, people in fields throwing cider around, you know what I mean?
Make our escape. Too fast, feel love before it's gone. It kicks like a sleep twitch. My papillon, feel love when it's shone. Like a sleep twitch. Darling, just don't put down your guns yet. If there really was a God here, he'd have raised a hand. I've seen the life you wish to leave. But when it kicks like a sleep twitch, you will choke, choke on the air you try to breathe. It kicks like a sleep twitch. Sleep twitch.
Okay, Tom, so we've done the track that you love to play at festivals, but what about tracks from other bands that have just taken you somewhere else? Is there a favourite track that you love to hear when you go to festivals?
Going back a bit further, when I was at those Glastonbury festivals, like, you know, when I was 17, I saw Radiohead headline on OK Computer. So seeing them up there in the rain playing Paranoid Android, I think that was the first time I'd heard that song, actually. It was really early on in that record. They just looked like they'd been beamed from another planet. You know, they just looked like aliens playing this, in some ways, kind of alien, you know, indie rock. And that was when I knew I wanted to be there too, you know, doing what they do.
Yeah.
Forces Radio.
The FBS.
Editors. An original music special.
Who on the tour bus is like the worst to be on tour with? Have you got a messy one? Have you got? We've all had to bunk down with people we don't want to be involved with. So can you spill the beans on anyone in the editors?
Well, none of us are particularly messy. I'll be honest, we're quite, we make all right son-in-laws. We're not, we're quite presentable. But Justin finds touring very hard. Quite often he has to drive himself around because he can't stand being on the bus. I don't quite know how he gets through it all. So he doesn't deal with it very well. Russell is very much the kind of housekeeper. He tidies up after everybody, if there is any mess. He's also the one that's up latest and drinks the most.
Probably his mess then.
Yeah, perhaps sometimes, yeah. No, we're pretty well kept, to be honest with you. It's the crew you've got to look out for. They're the ones. They're more rock and roll than the band.
Animals. Absolute animals.
Dogs, yeah.
All right, what about rock and roll moments, Tom? Come on, you must have had a couple. All the amazing places you've been and the things that you've done. Any tellies out windows, anything of that sort of shenanigans?
Tellies out windows? No, that's not our vibe. I'm trying to think rock and roll stories. I mean, Brits was pretty cool. It's quite nice to be in those environments surrounded by proper pop stars, and there's us lot there in the corner kind of not really knowing why we're there in the first place. But what we do, all these, especially the festival stages, you have these huge kind of like platforms and all these enormous kind of stars going through, and if that's, I don't know, Green Day or Foo Fighters or whatever, and you're there kind of like witnessing it all, it's pretty cool. But our rock and roll is pretty straightforward. We like to have a good time, and it's pretty dull at the same time, though. You don't want to hear stories about how much we did or didn't drink. It's boring.
Forces Radio.
The FBS.
Editors. An original music special.
There's a question that we ask everyone that we interview here at Forces Radio, BFBS. So if you had to go back in time, unfortunately music wasn't going to be an option for you. You had to join either the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, or the British Army.
Okay.
What service are you going to get involved with and why?
Oh my God. Oh. I used to play the trumpet a lot. I was quite good at the trumpet. Could I be in the band?
You can be in the band, but which service are you going to go for? Because all of them have bands.
Yeah, okay. I guess Air Force. I don't think I've got sea legs. Yeah, Air Force seems the most sexy.
You're going to go for the Air Force. All right, the light blues have chalked up a win. Well done, the junior service. Good skills. Mm. Let's have a look at your new album. So have you got any tracks on there that are really important and personal to you, ones that you can encourage us to have a listen to?
Yeah, I mean, there's a song on there called No Sound But the Wind. I wrote that after I read the book The Road by Cormac McCarthy, which is a story about a father and his son. He's kind of protecting his son. In the story, it's from this kind of like post-apocalyptic kind of wasteland, end of the world stuff. But I think in my song, it's more like that kind of protection of innocence from a father to his son. So that felt quite personally. I read that book when I was going to be a dad for the first time myself, so that's why it resonated with me and led me to write that song.
We can never go home, we no longer have one. I'll help you carry the load, I'll carry you in my arms. We walk through the ash and the charred remains of our country. Keep an eye on my back, I'll keep an eye on the road. Help me to carry the fire, to keep it alight together. Help me carry the fire, this road won't go on forever. If I say shut your eyes, if I say look away, bury your face in my shoulder, think of a birthday. The things you put in your head, they will stay there forever. I'm trying hard to hide your soul, son, from things it's not meant to see. Help me carry the fire to keep it alight together. Help me carry the fire. This road won't go on forever. Help me to carry the fire to keep it alight together. Help me to carry the fire. This road won't go on forever. Shut your eyes. If I say shut your eyes, bury me in surprise. When I say shut your eyes, eyes, oh. This road won't go on forever.
And of course, music is most certainly a family affair within the editor's household. So Tom Smith is married to Edith Bowman, and they have two sons, Rudy and Spike. And we caught up with Edith recently and asked her how it affects the family when Tom's recording and touring.
Every day's a kind of different emotion. You know, that's kind of, we sort of waved Tom off the other day. He's off on tour and we're going to go and see him because, you know, he's not able to come home for the next few weeks and stuff. What's been great is seeing my boys see their dad, my five-year-old, and really understand what he does as his job. Seeing an album start at home, from him sat at the piano at home writing these songs, to seeing the journey that that song takes to finally hearing it on the radio and things like that. But yeah, music is something that kind of really unifies people. And even if you hear something, it might remind you of someone. When you get asked what's your favourite, it'd probably be Hallelujah from the new record, just because I know it's a really special one for my boys.
Life.
Editors. An original music special.
Voices Radio.
BFBS. Huge tour dates coming up. So let's run through those then for people listening around the Forces world. Where can we catch you?
Well, the record's out, and then we do lots and lots of mainland Europe for about 6 weeks. And then we're off to America for 10 days. Loads of festivals in Europe over the summer. And then after the summer, which has not been announced yet, there's going to be a big UK tour. So that'll be quite a few shows up and down the country and in Ireland and Scotland. And but yeah, they keep your eyes peeled for those.
All right. Well, before I let you go, have you got any messages for our Forces family listening around the Forces world?
Keep on trucking. Keep on doing the good stuff. Yeah, no real messages. Keep it up.
All right, well, listen, it's a real pleasure to chat to you today. Tom Smith, thank you for talking to us today here at Forces Radio BFBS.
Thank you for talking to me.
One more wasted digging hole down where the streets are paved with souls. It makes it harder to join the dots. The river gets wider in front of us. The last train will pull you through. At night the war still comes to you. It's harder to join the dots. The river gets wider in front of us. Baby, we're nothing but violence. Desperate, so desperate and fearless. Mess me around till my heart breaks. I just need to feel it. Wasted digging holes down where the streets are paved with souls. The last train will pull you through. At night the war still comes to you. It makes it feel this. Mess me up.
BFBS Original Music Special on digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air around the world.
This is Forces Radio.